Damning report reveals Britain's border not secured by any stretch of the imagination. By Jack Montgomery on November 13, 2018. A damning report into the protection of Britain's seaports, harbors, and marinas has revealed that the country's border is not secured by any stretch of the imagination. Chief Inspector of Borders and Immigration David Bolt, who previously revealed that the Home Office had lost some 56,000 migrants scheduled for deportation, including around 700 ex-cons, has published an official report describing an under-resourced border force. The government body is reported to be struggling to cope, as illegal migrants shift their focus from the port of Dover crossing to others such as New Haven, Portsmouth, Southampton, Poole, Plymouth and other smaller points of entry, increasingly accessed via ports in Normandy and even Spain, rather than their former launch pad of Calais. Bolt's report said officers had told inspectors that there were not enough of them to meet increasing operational pressures, and one group commented that the border is not secured by any stretch of the imagination. He said that officers felt that they were resourced to fail, and that they were certain illegal migrants were aware of this and took it into consideration when making their attempts on the border. Their intel is a lot better than ours, they complained. I recognize that Border Force is dealing with many challenges, not just along the South Coast but nationally, and that its job is not made any easier by having to prepare for the UK's exit from the EU without clarity as yet about what exactly this will involve, Bolt conceded. However, it is difficult to escape the impression that Border Force believes it knows best and will make changes only on its own terms and at its own pace. Indeed, while the Home Office's official response to the report's recommendations shows they appear to have accepted or partially accepted all of them, a closer reading of the text appears implies they are simply describing or defending the actions already being taken or already in place, with specific recommendations that coastal patrol vessels' time at sea should be increased being rejected as not a measure of operational effectiveness, for example. The independent chief inspector of border and immigration in the report of his inspection of South Coast ports has pointed to evidence that would-be illegal migrants once in camps around Calais and Dunkirk have shifted their focus to ferry ports in Normandy and Spain, with an increase in attempts at clandestine entry into the UK via South Coast ports like Poole and Portsmouth, remarked Migration Watch UK vice chairman Alp Nemeth. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook. Breitbart London.